Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how's the crew?
Doing wonderful.
Not too bad, Santo. How are you, sir?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, awesome. So somebody had some background noise there. No big deal. It's all good. And Vicky, just tune into the show. I'm just letting somebody know in the room here. There's the link to the show, guys. So tune in. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to be wide open tonight with cosmic blueprints of outside the box synchronicities. How's that? Let's have some fun tonight.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. I dropped just straight out of the gate, guys. I dropped the link in your chat. It's 10 minutes. It's called... the reason I put this in is I want everybody and all the listeners to really have a look at this video. It's only 10 and a half minutes, and it's called Christianity is an Egyptian Myth. Myth meaning, of course, that it is...
truth.
Well, yeah, truth. The ultimate truth.
It's my theology. Myth is my theos, or my God.
Yeah. And this is a really, really good video because it shows the actual temples. You go to Karnak, you go to Luxor, Komombo, all of these temples along the Nile, which show the nativity scenes, which show the saviour with a halo. Everywhere you go, Horus has a saviour. Because I've had to deal with a lot of people bombarding me lately with... Chris White. Chris White's this real church-going type. You can tell he's an indoctrinated moron, and he goes around debunking this theory that we once had a universal religion, because of course Christianity came along 2,000 years ago, and consequent to all of their bloodshedding, which is probably 90% of all the persons ever murdered on this planet by Christian hands, consequently we're supposed to have the true religion. They came along and gave us the true religion, which is kill everybody, rape little boys, make a lot of money, steal people's land, put parishes all over the place, trash the planet, and this is the new Christianity, folks. Egypt has been debunked. Well, it's
wow.
My mission.
I was going to say, it sounds almost Methodist, Jehovah, Catholic, churchianity.
Yeah, it's churchianity, all right. And they're on their last, very, very last little threads of deceit and lies. And so what happens is you have a bunch of moron shills that are promoting, you know, idiots like Chris White, who supposedly has debunked the Zeitgeist movie, the first film. Now, I get a lot of idiots that write to me and say, oh, it's easy to debunk Zeitgeist. They are working for the New World Order. No, they're not. And in particular, I'm talking about the first video where they exposed truthfully that the Egyptian religion is the one and only true religion, which comes from the whole cosmos. It's the cosmic religion, which was bequeathed to us, but because we're a bunch of idiots, we go and make churches and pretend we know what the truth is, and pretend we know what salvation is and how to, you know, transmigrate the soul and sublimate the virtues, etc. What a crock. All the churches are business-making, evil-doing entities full of pedophiles mostly, and idiots and morons who are Prozac-smacked buffoons. Simple as that. And Chris White is the leader of them all. He's the blind Pied Piper, leading the blind, and they're all wearing nappies, and they haven't changed their nappies either, because they're still waiting for someone to come and change their nappies for them. But the fact is, Egypt bequeathed to us the true, absolutely true science of ascension. And whether you're a churchgoer or not, and you want to know about this, the information is still there, intact, on the Egyptian temples that still exist. And this 10-minute, just a 10-minute film, absolutely categorically debunks all the churches and proves in 10 minutes that Christianity is nothing other than Horus worship. Horus did everything that Jesus ever dreamt of. Why would Jesus, thousands of years after Horus, go and copy him in having the 25th of December as his birthday? And if you want to know where that is, that's in Plutarch, in Osiris and Isis. Just have to read. That's all you've got to do. The 25th of December has always been the birthday of Horus. He's always had 12 disciples and 12 followers, because the sun always goes around the 12 signs of the zodiac. And look, it's time, folks. Please spread this video and let us shut the mouths of the stupid.
Already all over it. I'm already sending it everywhere, Santo. So, yeah, we're getting the word out.
me too.
Yeah, because idiots abound. They just abound and they're everywhere. And you can hear their voices everywhere. And we're going to stop that and we're going to turn that around and bring wisdom back to this planet. Period. It just makes me seething with anger, Kate. It just really does. I had to block some idiot from France yesterday. He befriended me on Skype, and then all of a sudden he comes out with these Chris White videos saying, oh, you need to debate him. If you're really sincere, Santos, and it's true that all of these religions come from one source, well, then you need to get out and debate guys like Chris White. And I said, no. The holy science is never debated with morons. Would I debate with a blind person about the nature of color? Oh, orange is more like red than it is more like black. No, it isn't, Santos. Even though I can't see, orange is like this. They've got no idea. They're blind. They defecate in their own pants, and they don't know how to change their own pants, and they're teaching you from church who Jesus is. They've got no idea. So I had to block these pants-defecating types, and if they continue to pester me, because they think now that the truth is really, really, really out in a big way, now we can attack it some more. And let's go back to the Dark Ages again. Come on, let's repeat all this murderous Christianity ways. Let's just debunk, you know, the real truth that is coming out now about Egypt being the source of all of this science. And, you know, they think I'm a soft target. No way. No way. For a start, I come from Calabria, and, you know, we don't, we've got hard heads down there, and we don't take no crap. And secondly, I'm Aryan with a lot of fire in my chart. I'm not a soft target. You don't come to me and tell me that Chris White needs to be debated. You never, ever throw your pearls to swine. And Chris White is the leader of the swine. And these pearls, unless he elevates his consciousness up to understand these truths, he will never participate. And I'm not going to debate with these types. There's no debate. The truth is the truth. And if you can't discern it, well, then you're the lost one. And you need to correct your ways and repent and open your eyes and wakey, wakey time. Let's not suffer any fools, guys. They've got to leave them behind. They have left themselves behind. They have declared to the universe that they are utter morons and they want to enjoy stupidity. And so they've got to be left behind. There's no choice. You can't sit back and debate and hold their hands. You know, it's like someone's drowning, so you jump in with all your clothes and no life jacket and nothing else, and he grabs onto you and drowns you. And then subsequently drowns himself because he can't swim.
Well, that's where we come in, Santo, and for people like that, I offer in one hand a life preserver, and in the other hand an anchor. Choose. And unfortunately, most people, I wouldn't say most now, it's actually the inverse now, but those that are still hell-bent on propagating the old garbage, and it is garbage, I mean, it's just total... When you see the truth and then you look in the mirror and go, how did I buy that crap? You know, I mean, we all did. But, you know, when you get to a point where it's like, okay, I can see past it now. I'm not buying your bullshit anymore. And it's a tough call for people that maybe have dedicated their entire lives to a lie and just can't confront the fact that they were lied to and can't move on from that. And those are the ones that are now in the minority. Thank goodness. Oh my goodness, that's.
Yeah, let's hope these churchgoers do what I did. You know, 7 or 8 years ago, I discovered that the Jehovah's Witnesses were a money-making, pedophile, military instrument-making organization, hoodwinking the idiots that go to that church, teaching lies, and I walked out. rather than say, oh, no, I've been with these guys for 20 years now. I'm going to stay with them until I die. I'm going to support their pedophilia, yes, and their corruption and all the properties that they've got in Brooklyn Borough. Oh, they own Brooklyn. You can tell. I mean, look at all their buildings. There must be 140 of these glorious hotel properties that they bought up in the 70s and 80s. They bought up everything in Brooklyn, right? And their governing body is absolutely a bunch of pedophile little boy raping animals. And all of these idiots go with their hands outstretched like somnambulant sleepwalkers, and they go to their these churches to listen to that crap, and they will defend that true church, the Jehovah's Witnesses, till the day they die. And then all the rest are doing the same thing. Time for Wakey Wakey is in a big way. Churches are absolutely the biggest stumbling block now that we have to advancement. Absolutely. And what they are, this is what churches are, and we need to expose it. They are just a voter base of morons that your Barack Obama types and your Clintons and your Bushes, criminals, that they can depend on for their votes. They're just a voter base. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses don't vote, so we'll exclude them as the only moron church of Christianity type that you can't get votes from. But you can get them from Catholics and Baptists and all of these other Lutherans and killers, Methodists and Presbyterians. They're all pedophile killers, and they are all the voter base for the morons that they vote into office, like Barack Obama, you know, and George Bush. I mean, was that the dropkick dunce moron, stone motherless, dumb idiot of the universe or what? And all of America, or at least the voter base of Christian criminals that killed all the Indians in the first place, voted him in there. And by the way, Prescott Bush was the one that dug up the remains of... who was that famous Indian that died? Geronimo. But anyway.
Yeah, sorry? Geronimo.
Yeah, they dug up Geronimo's bones and they do all these rituals over them and everything like that. That's how their black magic, satanic sorcery works, you see. They dig up bones. These are the lowest of the lowest, man. These are the lowest of the lowest. And have we had enough of them? We sure have. And how do we get rid of them? We ignore them. We absolutely ignore them. Their money system, their crime, all of their schemes, their Ponzi schemes, the lot of it. Consciousness has arrived, and the destruction that is coming upon their system is the destruction of fire, and that is the Promethean fire of consciousness. It's time to deal them a blow, guys, and we can have, guess what we can have if we do it? We can have a peaceful world. We won't have Methodists and Presbyterians raping our little children anymore. We won't have them teaching lies from the pulpits, telling people that the governments are there because of God's hand, so we need to pay taxes to them in the meantime, because one day paradise is coming. But for now, bend over, pull your pants down, because there's a big 4-inch penis, and it's red, white, and blue, and they're going to shove it up your sodomy. So take it good, take it hard, give them 50% of your hard-earned work, no worries about that. They'll just make more arms so we can kill more people and have more diseases and more immunization and shit all over the planet.
And no kissy-kissy?
Oh, I'm sure they want a kissy-kissy too for their good favours.
Oh, Santo, you're in rare form tonight. I love it. You know, and that's the joy of what I'm hearing right now, is if there's nothing malicious in it. It's just like you're laying it out there, and people need to, you need to wake up, guys. Honestly, when you can hear the humor in what Santo is saying, and it comes from a very nasty place, but when you finally start waking up and realizing what's going on, you have to start laughing at yourself for actually, you know, buying into it for any length of time at all. And that's what I'm laughing at. I'm thinking, oh, my God, was I, you know, and this is, I'm one of the lucky ones. I woke up years ago.
But, you know, it's all, hey, I grew up with, you know, the Baptist ideas and the Pentecost and all the rest of it. And I looked everywhere because, you know, we, the lookers, are always looking. And we're not afraid to look in every little crack and crevice to find what it is we're looking for. We're on a treasure hunt. We're finding ourselves. And if you're not willing to look past, here's the thing. When you got someone that is such a fundamental Christian that can't even fathom looking at something, say, Muslim or Jewish or Hindu or whatever, what you have there is a fanatic. You have someone that is completely robotic, an automaton that is completely programmed. And for me, one of the most dangerous, volatile fools on the planet because, you know, again, I said it last night, I'll say it again. He says, my God's better than your God, and I'm going to kill you to prove it. You know? Praise Jesus, pass the ammunition for Christ's sake. You know what I'm saying? That's just the whole mentality. And but you're right. Listen, the cases are coming to the fore in grand scale. I mean, you got Kevin Annette doing, he's going on a 3-week tour now, traveling again, exposing the Roman Catholic Church and the United and all the rest. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to pick on any one religion here because anything that says religion is dangerous to me. It's religio Zenitis. So, I'll spread that love everywhere. If you are worshiping outside of yourself, you are actually worshiping Satan, if you want to put it in that literal sense. That is the devil. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. So it's time to get inside, guys. And you got to sort yourself out. You got to find out what evil is within you. Stop looking outside for it, because if you are, you are absolving yourself of responsibility, and there is no get out of jail free card here. This you got to earn, and the only way you can earn it is to turn that mirror upon yourself and go, oh, I've been an asshole, better fix that. If you can't see it, there ain't no fixing it. Sorry, you get a return trip here.
Yeah, it is a return trip. And, and let's have a laugh in the meantime. I mean, laugh at me. 20 years I was a regular pioneer, which means you spend 90 hours a month knocking on people's doors. Imagine all the people I irritated. Whoa! Imagine all the people. And imagine the poor people who tried to save me that saw what I was doing, that saw that I was in the fiction, probably realized that I was, you know, a reasonably good person looking, a true looker, but very deceived at the same time. I mean, I spoke to philosophers, hermetists. I remember once, just around the corner from where I live now, I knocked on the door 15 years ago, it would have been, and a guy comes out to me and he says, no, I don't follow the Bible, mate. I've got the Hermetica. And I just thought, wow. And I remember thinking, how can I save this guy? The Hermetica, I mean, it's full of spells. It's demon worship. It's Egyptian. It's, you know, it's not the true Bible. And he said to me, he said, it's the true Bible. The Bible comes from the Hermetica. And I remember just laughing and thinking, oh Jehovah would be so upset with this creature that he made. And this creature has just said in Jehovah's face that the Hermetica is superior to the Bible. Now, I'm the one preaching that the Hermetica is the book that all other books have ripped off.
Yeah, you know what, Santo? The joy in what you just said there is the fact that you have had a look at both sides of the looking glass, and only when you can look at the good and evil, the black and white, the equal and opposite of where you are standing, you will never know where you are. You will never know yourself until you can decide that you're absolutely right and absolutely wrong at the same time. It's getting into that neutral zone, and that is the true gift. And the fact, you see, here's the thing. It's like people like Stephen Kelly, Simon Parks, all these, Mark Passio, you name it, the list goes on, people we've talked with. And it's the same experience. These are individuals like us that have literally went in the face of everything that we've thought to be real and have challenged everything of it. And here's the irony, guys. You got to think about a world that is filled with war and hate. It has been for a while, but it's all clearing up now. But that was so filled with insanity that how would you want to be part of that world? And the fact that you still want to play in that world only tells me one thing. You're insane. So insane means not health. When you put it together as one word, it means not healthy. When you put it together or to separate it, insane means you're in health. So it's time to get insane versus insane. Okay, same word, two completely different meanings, equal and opposite. And here's all the Facebook the Facebook contact requests again. So a special hi to Scott. Good timing. And oh my God, I've had so many people tag me in the last 24 hours. It's mental, and I just want to pass all my love out to you guys for being the bright shining stars you are. I made a deal with the universe, and for many of you, this will be the first time you're hearing this. But I need you to know how important you are. I said to the universe with my deal that I said, okay, I'm all in here. I stand in truth regardless of the cost, and I got to tell you, it terrified me every step of the way, and that was my yellow brick road of fear. I had to walk it, and I did, but the deal was this, that the universe would only send to me those that were awake. That was my deal. Only those that can actually communicate. And I remember, because I went through mayhem for months, and I said, okay, I'm going to amend this a little bit. Please, just, universe, send those to me that are awake and ready to have this, so I'm not casting pearls to the swine here. So a very polite courtesy for me, a bow, if you will, to say thank you for being the bright, shining gods that you are. Thanks for showing up. Universe sees you. The invisible wizard is watching. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. She knows when you've been good or bad. So be good, for goodness sake. The creator is all. Male, female, positive, negative, electromagnetic. It's pure love. And look at you showing up and proving it. Anyway, so love rant over. Carry on. Oh, and by the way, Happy New Year to the UKers. That's my home turf, by the way. So, woohoo, I'm in 2013. Still got 4.5 hours to wait until it shows up here. But, yeah, that's my time zone. So I'm already in 2013. Yay!
Yeah, I'll second that. Happy New Year to all the guys listening out in the UK and the listeners for this show tonight. And thanks for that, Kate. Awesome.
Happy New Beginnings, everyone.
Happy Golden Age.
Happy Golden Age.
Do you know what I like about the word year? Let's look at the word year. Y-E-A-R. Okay? Ye are. Got it? Ye are gods. 1, 2. Y, tree of life. E-A is yin-yang in the mirror, the light and the dark in reflection of itself. A-R is Ra, son of God in the mirror. It's all there, guys. All you have to do is look. So ye are gods.
Well, What about the name of the sun? Because who's responsible? Which orb is responsible for the year, if not the sun? So you must be able to find the sun's name. Just like month, you know, moon. Week is wake. Minute is moon. Hour is Horus. But what about year?
Oh, that's easy. That actually has all versions of it. Re, Ra, and Rai, and Ray. It's all there. Every bit of it. And look,
yeah.
It's even got ear. So you best listen.
Yep. And what about the word yes?
I. A-Y-E.
Yeah. There you go. So yes. Yes is the true name, Jesus or Jesus is the true name for fire or the sun. I'll just grab that from Falconelli. Falconelli was a great, great occultist who lived in the 19th century. And Jay Widener did the Henday of Cross, the Cross of Henday. Remember the Henday of, the Cross of Henday? He did a documentary on that beautiful cross that you will find in France, Henday.
France, yeah.
And, yeah, he got that from the book Les Mystères des Cathédrales by Falconelli. And I'll read from there because I want to elaborate on this. Yes.
And, oh, by the way, I should mention that's where we got the term Falconelli. Anyway, there you go. just having some fun.
So he says on page 71, he says, on the other hand, the Bible tells us that Mary, mother of Jesus, was of the stem of Jesse. Remember, Jesse is spelt J-E-S, which is a Y-E-S, the word yes. And then he says, now the Hebrew word yes or jess means fire, the sun divinity. To be of the stem of Jesse is thus to be of the race of the sun, of fire. since matter derives from the solar fire. As we have just seen, the very name of Jesus appears to us in its original and celestial splendor. Fire, sun, God. Now, I just thought I'd throw that in, and I can throw a lot of other quotes, a lot of other references. I can use a lot of references to prove that J-E-S, or yes, because in Hebrew it's pronounced yes, and we say our affirmative yes. And we nod our heads because we're looking at the sun rising and setting. And that's why we nod when we say yes. And so that yes is also yeah. And then you just change the H into an R at the end of yeah, and you have year. So always, all of our cycles, you look to the word, look to the originator of the cycle, and you will find that the word always carries the name of the orb in the sky that originates the cycle. Always, without fail. And English is the greatest astrotheological language in the universe. It is the universal astrotheological syncretic language. And this is proven by the fact I had someone, I've had a few people bring to my attention that my recent post on Facebook about the name Jehovah being in the fixed stars of the zodiac, i.e. the tetragrammaton, J-H-Y-H, had brought to my attention that in Hebrew it's Y-H, W-H. And, you know, I'm a step ahead of them because I always cross-reference and cross. I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm not going to go out and say something so I can be embarrassed about it in 20 years' time. The tetragrammaton is J-H-V-H as the name, or J-H-V-H or J-H-W-H in either Hebrew or English. In fact, I did post in the article that the yod is in the tail of Scorpio. So there's your why. Or if you want to look at the Scorpio, sign of Scorpio, as a stylized or conventionalized J or S, you will see it too. You won't see it with your logical, rational mind, you know, the left brain, educated brain that says, no, I have to resist this. It can't possibly be. Short circuit. You might be able to see it if you balance with your right brain, you know, your intuitive brain, the one that speaks to the heart, because the heart does know all truth. And Scorpio is, as I have posted on Facebook, it is the S for Isis, it is the S for Shiva, it is the J for Jehovah in English, which is superior to Hebrew for astrotheology. And so all of these guys that are writing in saying, oh, it's a Y-H-W-H, not a J-H-V-H, wrong. Absolutely wrong. It's a J-H-V-H. J is Scorpio, H is Aquarius, V is Taurus. Hello. I mean, if you're going to naysay that one, you're an idiot. Because there it is. There's a V in the high 80s, and that is the V for Jehovah. And V stands in for W, because W is nothing but a double V. Originally. And so because people are image trained and they don't, you know, go past their superficial etymological searches on the internet, they will never find these truths, and they go around naysaying until the day they die, and so they stay dumb. And yet this is the science of consciousness expansion. This is it. And this is exactly what they attack first. They go for it first because they're scared of it the most, because they are afraid of consciousness expansion. That's all they're afraid of. And they need their bottoms spanked because they're holding the rest of us back. And right now, it's 2013, and we should have a blissful universe, because the rest of the universe is blissful. Why are we not? Why are we still pretending that the military-industrial complex exists and 40 or 50 million Americans have to go to work 9 to 5 every day to make bombs and lots of clever, ingenious devices to blow other people to smithereens? We still have a military-industrial complex. Do we still have a thing called choir boys in the Catholic Church? Wait a minute. Isn't the Catholic Church the number one pedophile organization in the universe? They've been busted more than a gazillion times. They've got an infinity of court cases coming up regarding pedophilia, the Jesuits and the Catholics and all of these churches, and they still exist, and they still have such an institution as choir boys. Do we let them have choir boys? the chief desire of the Catholic pedophile institution is to have boys around them all the time, and they actually have trained choir, and we still let them? We still allow this institution to exist? Is it not the same Catholic Church that has killed millions and millions and millions of our brothers in crusades and inquisitions and witch hunts and kill the scientists and throw them in asylums, mental asylums? This is the same Catholic Church that's doing all of this to us, and we still are living on the same planet with it. We're still coexisting. We are still contemporaries of this church. That's insane. That is absolute insanity.
Just for reference, Santo, I mean, I came across a picture the other day. I'm straining to try and remember where it was. But what it actually had was the Pope dressed in all his golden refinery and all that sort of stuff. But on his right hand side on the thing that hangs around his neck, the big red scarf he wears, he's got a gold emblem of Satan, actually embroidered into this scarf, and it's like, oh my God, it's right in front of your face, you know, it's right there. You just got to look. It's awesome.
Of course, it's right there, man. I mean, these guys dress like pedophiles. Look at the dresses they wear and shit. Come on.
They can't even accessorize, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, and red? Red is the color of blood. They are telling you that they lust for the blood of their victims. They are soul harvesters. And they even have a system, the Sestui KV system still exists, and we still get herded into their inquisitional courts with that corporate name, corporate personal name fully intact, and they send our young boys into jail for smoking cannabis, which God, the Creator, gave to our beautiful solar children. I mean, these are absolute these are animals, and their system is animalistic, and they tell you that they're harvesting souls. They can get away with this in their system in honor. Well, we will judge one day whether it was done in honor. We will, all of us.
We've already found that out, Santo, and that's the thing now. Everything they're doing is complete dishonor, because we've uncovered the original sin. And while they perpetuate the same problem, what's going to happen is it's going to come right back and haunt them. It already is. It is a done deal. The invocation of the cross is done. It only takes one to do it, and it's going worldwide.
Hey, Kate, can you elaborate on how and why exactly they are in dishonor? Let's make them dishonorable now. And, you know, and keep in mind, listeners, if you're familiar with the work of Kevin Annett and all the organizations he's associated with, and what they aim to do, they aim to disrupt all of the services. And we're going to organize, you see. We're going to organize as loving, conscious beings, and we are going to disrupt the services of the pedophiles and show our brothers all of our dumb but probably very nice brothers that belong to the Catholic Church. There must be a billion of these dum-dums. They're dumb. They are stone motherless dumb because they support pedophilia with all of their hearts. That's what they're doing because they call themselves Catholics. First of all, that name needs to be redefined and taken away from this organization. It needs to be divested of all its riches and given to the poor people. You know those African children who wait behind a donkey, wait for them to take a piss so that they can have a drink, their next drink to survive, while the Pope, with all his embroidered satanic scarves and gold-plated taps, is drinking his water from, you can rest assured, a very filtered and nice, clean, and pompous mansion. But they are the ones that are responsible for those little children starving to death, to death.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, as Kate explains, why they are dishonorable, that Kevin Annett's work needs to be supported. We don't need to debunk him and tell everybody, oh, but he offended me. Oh, Kevin Annett offended me. He hurt my feelings. This man who's going to try to attempt to bring down the satanic pedophile killer system of this planet hurt my feelings. Let's debunk him. You know, I'm talking about the Renouf types. You know, those idiots. We've exposed them on American Freedom Radio and on Blog Talk. And so these are the idiots that need to be silenced too. A man who puts himself out there that can be killed at any minute, and other people have been thrown into mental asylums and been whacked for lesser reasons. And just keep that in mind. Yeah, thanks, Kate. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. No, something that people need to keep in mind, and this is an outreach of love to all the ministers that claim to be men and women of God, and I know many good ones. And what you need to understand from this point forward is what you are preaching is literally demon worship. You're supporting a pedophile destructive system that has been in place for a great many centuries. And it's time to bring down those that have burned innocents at the stake, have hung them, have drowned them, have all manner of torture, dismemberments throughout history in order to keep the people in fear so that they may be controlled by this apparent loving God they're supposedly pushing. Sorry, guys, it doesn't work that way. So the onus is now upon you to understand what it is you're preaching. What I would suggest to any ministers or any clergy types that are listening, spend a little time with Santo Bonacci's videos and with Bill Donahue. If you really want to get a good fundamental understanding of what the Bible is really about, the mystical teachings of it, and what it's really saying versus what you've had rammed down your throat, the deception was beautiful in that they've got beautiful, loving people thinking that they're promoting a beautiful, loving God from the literal sense. But they don't fully understand what it is they're saying. They don't understand the holy science. They don't understand where all of this comes from. And upon your shoulders now I place the burden, and upon your heads I place the hot coals of truth that they will burn until you will see it, or you are ashes. I mean, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. You cannot be one and the other. You have to be one or the other in this case. Now, with regards to how we got original sin, effectively what I've been working on, this has been my whole mission of finding out how we were in dishonor, allowing them to get away with their karmic nightmare that they've been forcing and foisting upon us. It was very simple. We had to go right back to the birth, the before Christ, the birth certificate. And literally, the English or Anglish language is the language of Babylon. This was a language that was thrown apart into other languages. I'll give you one example. You were mentioning Jesus earlier there, Santo. All they did with Jesus in French was they added the I to it to make it the true I am, je suis. That is Jesus, the I am, the yes, us. That's why they had to control the U.S. or the us. Because it was at one point the freest nation working towards, they got to the point of republic, then they went backwards into preaching democracy, which is demon or mob rule, which allows for the fools to take over where the rule of divine law was intervened. And what they effectively have done was they have to get our consent. That is free will. This is cosmic law. In order to control us, they must get our free will consent to be controlled. And they'll use the good cop, bad cop routine. If they can't scare you into it, they will try to lull you and deceive you into it with the old wolf in sheep's clothing approach. You can see that in the magistrates or the magistrates that sit on their courts of church. Court, by the way, means church. Church means courts, same thing. And when you look back in history, the original courts were, of course, held by the local clergy, where they were very, very quick to condemn and judge their fellow man, which, if you take their own teachings, judge not, lest ye be judged. So those that are judging others are imprisoning themselves to a degree that, either by choice or by their own willful ignorant deception, it's still their choice. You know, so that's where even those in the system that are listening right now, and I know there are many, we do get a lot of, and that's one of the reasons why I tell people, do not think that you can keep a secret, and please, why would you? If you know the truth, get it out there. The only thing that's going to protect you, as it did with Dorotheos, the door of God, Dorothy, was the silver slippers, okay? And she, like you, need to stand in truth, and once you do, the Wicked Witch of the West cannot touch you. This is one of the reasons why Kevin Annette is, he's an untouchable, because he stands in his truth. He goes around and he tells exactly the way it is, and he has not got a hateful agenda. What he is doing is he is exposing things in the purest love. I've met the man. I've worked with him. I've interviewed him many times, and I have held the bones of children in my hand that were one of the tactics they like to use on the reservations is they'll murder a child, dismember it, dig a hole, throw the chunks into the ground, and plant a tree over it so that the roots intertwine with the bones, so it's very difficult to excavate. That was standard practice, and you know, up until who knows, even recently, it probably still is, because that's one of the things that they like to do, especially the RCMP out west are famous for this, is you know, grabbing kids and using them for sacrifice. Basically, it's all ritualistic murder, and we're dealing with some very depraved beings that are they have got a mirror of their own judgment to face, and the more they do it, the harder it's going to be for them to come to terms with it. And a universe of love doesn't tolerate that. And now that we've exposed it from the birth certificate, effectively what happened was when your parents signed the birth certificate if you are a parent, or, well, of course, everyone is someone's child, what's happened is they have literally signed their inheritance away, because the children are the inheritance of the parents. All right, the mother is fiduciary, the father is beneficiary. I brought that up in the Award of Admiralty from Black's Law. What I will do is I'll bring up the document and just read a couple of things to show how natural law has been superimposed, more or less. The corporate law has been superimposed over natural law. I do have one caller, by the way, unknown on Skype, and I was going to bring them in just to see what they have to say. So what we can do is I'll bring them in while I'm looking for the references that people need to hear. And this document, by the way, is available on the Freedom Reigns Facebook group. You can contact me directly through Facebook, kate.renee.5. That's kate.renee.5. And I will definitely get you into Freedom Reigns, or you can just search for that on Facebook. And I'm going to be uploading that document pretty much every other day so that it stays high on the list. But in the meantime, what I will do is I'll bring this caller in and see what they see if they have any questions or comments. It's a Skype caller. It is unknown, which is not unusual. It does come up. I do have another caller as well that just called in. Now, if I can get... There we go. Skype caller. Marked unknown. If you have any questions or comments, doesn't sound like it. Okay, they must just be listening. All right, I do have one other caller that just called in, so I'm assuming that possibly they have a question or a comment they'd like to make. So we'll bring them in because this is an open forum. We love to hear from everybody. Area code 862, first two numbers 94. Area code 86294. Your mic is hot. Do you have any questions or comments?
Basically, I just started listening, and I just called in like a minute ago.
Well, it's great to hear your voice
right now. It's great to hear your voice too. I just wanted to know what the topic is about.
We're covering everything tonight, my friend. So if you want to listen in for a bit, maybe in a half hour, I can bring your mic hot again. And you, if you have any questions or comments, you can definitely throw them in then. How does that sound? Fair?
Hi. Sounds good.
Okay. Well, stay tuned in, and I'll come back to you in about a half an hour and see if you have any questions or comments.
Will do.
All right, my friend. I love that. Kids in the background. Anyway, sorry, my computer is just not happy right now. Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can bring it up here. This is the Invocation of the Cross. For those that want a copy of it, again, just get a hold of me on Facebook, and I've made it. It's accessible everywhere. It's right across the right across the web. Oh my goodness. Isn't that interesting? One of the folders I just went on to has 555 megabytes. There's that 55 again coming up. Kind of a magic number, eh, Santo?
Yep.
Okay, yes. I'm just waiting for my Word document to open up here. Miranda, are you there?
Hello, Holly. Yes, I'm here.
There you are. Happy New Year,
love. Okay. Happy New Year. There's a fireworks and nothing off.
You're breaking up a little bit. That might just be on my end with my word processor coming online.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Oh, great. Yeah, Happy New Year or New Era, because we're going to change it. Yeah. And I've just been omming from midnight to 13 minutes past 12:15, so I thought that would be good.
Oh, absolutely, it's good, absolutely. Yeah, still waiting for this. My computer just gets worked so hard. I've got to purge some files. I think I've used up about 90% of my hard drive here. All right, I finally got there. Go ahead, Santo. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Miranda, with the omming, I'll give you a tip later on. After just remind me, and we'll go through the ancient om and how to do it correctly.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Go, Kate. You there, Kate?
Her computer's playing up.
Right. Okay. Well, until Kate comes back, we'll probably do the om thing then.
Yeah.
I'm here. I just couldn't get my mouse to work. Like Miranda had it nailed properly. My computer is not being fun with me tonight. So.
Well, we'll send you loads of love so it works.
Oh, it's here. It's going. Still got the circle spinning on it, though. Okay. Let me see. What do we got here? All right. Invocation of the Cross. What I'll do is I'll just give the preliminaries of it just so people can start to get an idea of how they've been bamboozled. But you got to remember this, guys. This is very important. While you agree with the system, you're enslaved by it. That is a fact. It is by your consent. That's why I carry no ID. That's why I defy the system at every turn and have for years. And I got to tell you, it has not been easy. You know, the sooner everyone decides to go, I'm done with committing fraud, that's when we move on. And many people are doing it now. They're finally awakening to the truth. And the only thing that's holding us is... Go ahead, Simon.
I just want to add to that, Kate, if you finish your thought, that it's so true what you just said, that we need to be complicit to give it life. That's all they want. Now, when they give us a new law that we don't like, they don't care whether we like it or whether we are against it or for it or not. All they care about, you will notice, is whether you understand that new piece of so-called law, which is, in fact, legislation, it's bylaws, it's acts, it's statutes, etc. All they want is for you to understand it. They don't care. This is why when people say, we will not accept this law, this new law, we will, you know, and they love that. They love when people go against their new laws and say that they won't accept them and everything. All they want is that we understand them, which is the same thing. So this is how they trick us in their magic, you see, because we don't want to look stupid, and of course we will. They say to us with these new laws, "Do you understand them? Do you understand the laws?" And we say, "Of course we understand them. That's why we're against them."
An even deeper comprehension of the word "understand." The word in German for "the" is "der," as in like the seller, der Keller. The word "the" in English, as it translates back, means it is the root of theos or theology or God. So when you un-God stand, that's what you're saying when you under stand. Okay, so it's a language of trickery, and it uses that's why when the languages were all separated out from English into, you know, German, French, whatever language around the world, fundamentally the sounds were kept, and that's what we have to be very careful of. And like I used the example of je suis, meaning I am, which is Jesus without the I, right? The layers of trickery, this is why it had to be dispelled down to the flower of life, that regardless of what spells they think they're casting, they're now dispelled, because you cannot claim creation. The flower of life is creation, or as I like to say, the flower of life is creation. You can't claim that. That belongs to all. So without further ado, the invocation of the cross, which is cross, C-R-S-S, is clausula rebus sextantibus. Just a coincidence that those are the initials of it. The clausula rebus sextantibus is the escape clause, the treaty escape clause, which goes into fairly good detail in this, even for, I try to write with everyone in mind. I like to write with, someone that is not an English major, someone that does have a very good grasp of basic English, and also university professors, whatever level of intellectualism. One of the things have found and come across on, used to come across it a lot more, not so much now, but those with the highest intellect are the hardest to get to see this, because they have been trapped by their own intellect, their own ego, and where they try to rationalize everything, where they leave feeling out. And if you want to truly understand anything, you have to feel your way through it. So here it is. Invocation of the cross is invocation of clausula rebus sextantibus, writ of covenant, writ of deceit, writ of inquiry. Whereas a fundamental change of circumstances is now pre-sent in pure speech, in the role of liberal constructionist, Beetlejuice, it is my desirous, willful wish to settle this matter, fiat justitia, ruatsa elum, denica ultimatum, revirio verum. A fraud revealed is null and void, nunc pro tunc ab initio ad infinitum. Whereas my star contract, long-form birth certificate, is in custody with the Registrar General and given under seal of the General Registrar Office, Belfast, Northern Ireland, as claimed on the certified copy, my original copy has not been deposited in a lawful repository, namely the King's Exchequer at Westminster, as commanded by Richard I. It is my rightful duty to inform all parties, pirates, who have laid fraudulent claim to my stock, as per Black's Law, 9th edition, West, stock, noun, 14th century, 1, the original progenitor of a family, person from whom a family is descended, where inasmuch subrogation is present, I am the stock of my mother, father, self-evident in the blood ether, in my lineage veins, mitochondrial DNA, delta 9 Lucifer, delta 10 mDNA, from my mother, which is prima facie evidence of my bloodline, RHA positive, where my father is the beneficiary of any all ascendants born to him. The father, semen, of any all born to him render him the beneficiary only, whereas mother is fiduciary. From Black's Law, ward, of admiralty, a seaman, pay attention to the words here, guys, a seaman, so called because of the legal view that a seaman in contractual matters should be treated as a beneficiary and the other contracting party as fiduciary because of the perceived inequitability of their bargaining positions, i.e., mom does all the work to build the constructive trust called the baby, so So father is in a lesser position to lay claim to it. That's why he is the beneficiary and mother is fiduciary. So you see how it was layered over. So whereas the surname is assumed automatic at birth, inasmuch as my mother adopted my father's surname upon marriage, my living blood could be, was kidnapped by a cesarean, and I was taken from my natural jurisdiction to be willfully enslaved into another legal corporate dead jurisdiction against my free will choice, jus presens via deceptios, via wrongful assumpsit. Whereas a mistaken assumption has been made that I am assumed in some way to be related to the crown, I attest this to be untrue, where my blood in my veins is mine, self-evident as living ether, without which I would cease to be, given to me from my mother, father. My father is the beneficiary of me, and my mother is fiduciary, where I am not the beneficiary fiduciary to them, nor do I claim any of their inheritance, where I am their inheritance, to which they are my heir, not the other way around. Based on this deceptios, my mother's, father's inheritance, as beneficiary fiduciary, was stolen by those unlawfully claiming my mother's, father's creation, via deceptios. So furthermore, I lay no claim to my mother, father's estate, where I may be mistakenly assumed to be beneficiary to any all titles, names, surnames, debts, liability, etc., at all, where I hereby invoke beneficium abstinendi ab initio ad infinitum nunc pro tunc, from Black's Law. Beneficium, a privilege, remedy, or benefit granted by law, such as the beneficium abstinendi, privilege of abstaining, by which an heir could refuse to accept an inheritance and thereby avoid the accompanying debt. Beneficium abstinendi, privilege of abstaining, the right of an heir to refuse an inheritance and thus avoid liability for the testator's debts, testator being the testicles of my father. And yours. So there you go. The rest, as I could go on and finish this, there's not much more to it, but what I want people to do is get an idea as to what it is I have sent, and I've sent it to numerous parties, so it's already in the ether and it's already out there. To people that, regardless, I could send this to anybody. It's irrelevant. The fact is, and this is the joy of being the Gemini, the telephone communicating operator from the as above, so below. That's what we do. We're the messengers of the gods. It's already been delivered. The message is delivered. All I need people to do is to grasp it. That's it. And, you know, the system's coming down, guys. It's already down. Right now, it's not it's not a matter of if, and it's not really a matter of when, because it's already been pre-sent. It is now. All things are now. So this system is done. It is down. It is up to you to make the walk. It is up to you to make your walk from your talk to make it real. And that's all. And so many of us have done this for so long, and all we're doing now is just, all we have to do is hold on. We're waiting for you. We're just waiting for you, and we know that the world is awakening in such a beautiful fashion. If you can't see it, the fact is you're listening right now. And if you're listening, it means you're awake, so well done. Now that you're awake, you got some responsibilities to deal with. Good news is the yellow brick road, for the most part, has been walked. We found the Emerald City. It's your heart. All you have to do is find your own Emerald City within. And once you do, there is nothing can touch you. The Wicked Witch of the West will burn her hands to stumps trying to touch those shoes. You saw it in the movie. It's real. End of story.
Kate, I just want to thank you, because every time I hear that, it becomes more like a prayer or even a poem. It's so, so beautiful. Thank you so much for casting that and putting it out there, because it is like, you know, when an army marched on the wall of Jericho and brought it down. This is what you're doing. The walls are coming down. I'm very grateful to all you.
It's a beautiful new mantra. It's clean. It's not contaminated by legalese. It's English. It's true. It's the true angle language. It's the language of angels, Kate. It's beautifully inspired. It is a masterful, masterful document that has uncovered a great, great deception. And who is perpetrating the deception? Well, it's none other than we ourselves, because there's, in Unity Talk, see, we're doing a lot of duality talk and we're doing a lot of unity talk today. We often do both. Well, we must, because we're still, you know, we're still lingering around sort of, you know, I mean, most of the listeners are definitely free from the shackles of the stupidity of this system. I know that, but we're still, it's still there, and that's because we still have not dealt properly with what is within us that has to be corrected. And that's what Kate's saying. Kate's saying, all I want is for everybody else to get it. All we've got to do, friends, listeners, is get it. We've all got to get it. We've got to get that we're all the one creator God. And as Jericho was destroyed, see, Jericho is a construct. It's a constructive trust. It's a container of ideas. Rome is a kingdom of ideas. And it's old. And it's draconian. And it's inquisitional. And it's run by the Jesuits. And it's run by all these old, fuddy-duddy, pedophile corporations like the Knights of Malta, the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, the Vatican, DC, London City. We know who they are. We know exactly where the criminals are hiding. We know all of their names. Barack Obama's one of them. George Bush, the Bush family. We know where they are. But these are just our brothers that are still there because we still have impurities in us. Now, because this is how we've got to look at it, guys, we've got to start doing a lot more unity talk. In unity talk, because there's only one thing, that's what syncretism does. It makes everything one. And it shows the interrelatedness of all things, rather than the division of divide and conquer. And in unity talk, George Bush and me are the same person, you see. But I'm his materially poor but spiritually rich brother. He is my materially rich and spiritually, very spiritually poor. And it's not even a judgment because, I mean, he has shown his real colours. And they are known to the world. He has exposed them himself. You know, he has denounced himself as a criminal already in the eyes of true justice. This is not an ego speaking here. This is justice. This is the way justice thinks. George Bush is already, we know, our criminal brother. And he is connected to the impurities that are still left in our souls. In our lower chakras, we still have the same impurities as he does, and that's why we're still here. But we're tipping the balance. We are tipping it in favor of the good side in us. We are doing it, and that's our job. You see, when God says, "I give you dominion over the earth," what God, the Creator, was saying, which is we ourselves, is that to have dominion over a planet, you have to keep it in balance. Nature is always seeking balance. She's always seeking her equinoxes. And the wave is always seeking to rest. Every electrically charged thought that occurs in the universe is always seeking to rest. It divides into two, does whatever it's got to do, and then always returns to the point of rest. So, in unity talk, we've got to save George Bush. You know, we've got to save the bankers. And if we can't, well, we can't. We can't save that part of our nature. And it's probably better that we just shed it, you know, just drop it, lose it, like a snake loses its skin. But at least we are offering that love and extending that love. And we were given dominion in the Garden of Eden to keep that in balance, because in duality talk, in the duality universe, there is good and there is evil. Well, that's what happened after Eve ate the fruit, wasn't it? They experience now good and evil. In other words, they were well-versed in duality. Now we're really dealing in dualisms, good and evil, you see. And so, but we were given, we were the caretakers of this garden, and we were supposed to keep this garden in balance. Well, we haven't. We've allowed the crooked part of our nature to run rampant. And now we've got to rein it in. And this is what we're doing. We're standing up to this. We are standing up to this Goliath of a monster that we've created with our thoughts. And we've got to surround Jericho, march around it seven times, lift up our ram's horns, and blow the horns and defeat it, because it is a citadel of idolatry. And the system has created a monstrosity. It's a corporate monstrosity. It's a citadel. It's idolatry. All of these idols that we make are thought forms that no longer serve us. We're ready to play in the to paradise now. You know, we're out of the sandpit stage, and we are ready.
I find it amazing how we're told that we shouldn't worship idols, and yet if you look at most religion, it is full of icons, which are the pon of the eye, which makes our third eye close. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, there's a
difference. I find that first.
Yeah, but you know, there's a big difference between idols and images, you see.
Yeah.
Please, please, listeners, never be confused with this language. When the Bible says, do not be idolaters, that's talking about false archetypes, lies that we make true. Like, for instance, global warming, you know, that was perpetrated by the Club of Rome in the late 80s because they needed a new Cold War. They needed something. They needed an enemy. And so they turned nature to be the enemy. And so we're going to put all our tax money into fighting, you know, global warming. And Al Gore's going to go around, and the Rothschilds, heard that name before. They're going to go around promoting it and making it really look like it's a great concept that we can unite the world together so that the world can be uniform. There's another trick. Unity and uniformity, please look at those two words. One's black and one is white. And I'm talking in terms of purity. And this is the same thing they do. Image, you look at the word image and you can imagine, you can magic, you can do magic, you can Well, look, just focus on the root of the word, magic. And that's who we are, magnetism. We are magnetic beings. We have so much ability and so many skills and consciousness that we can raise. It's all within us, but we are told that we can't, you know, reach that level. There's fear of us reaching that level. There's fear of us being truly, truly liberated. And images is what can liberate that consciousness. These are the beautiful images that they have. And the idols, you see, they are fictional containers. And this is what Armageddon is referring to when it says that Armageddon will destroy the world of Satan. Armageddon is the consciousness that is needed to shed light and expose the trickery that has been going on for many, many years. And these are idols. You see, when you go to court and you swear on the Bible and in God's and in to their God, there it's it. You're swearing in their court, so it's their God that you are swearing to. It's not God. It's not the Creator, the God that you are. And this is how they've got us. They've been tricking us. Words like to sin. They make an offer to us to engage in sinful activities, and they tell you that you have to sign the document, the mortgage. They're telling you already that you've got a sin. If you want to have the dirty money to buy your house from dirty banksters, then you've got to sin with them. And we have all sinned. How many signatures are out there that you've got your name on papers? How many things have you signed? So we're exposing that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, just agreeing with you. Facebook's going crazy here. I love it. Just a little note from Adam. Hello, Griffin. Welcome. Oh my. Something that Adam shared here. Just carry the stuff that. He might ask to. For us to speak more in 2013 about unity of the conscious awakened mind, the role of the Aquarius is to unite everyone into a family, and this is knowing how to walk the path, and I'm sure many are hungry for this leadership now. Absolutely, peace, yeah. Again, Aquarius is all about I know, and this is what we have to learn. We have to know ourselves. My family motto, Thompson clan, was Nosca Teopsum, to know thyself. There's nothing more beautiful than you, and that was one of my rabbit trails, if you will, my breadcrumbs left for me in the pre-scent. When I really took a measure of everything, you know, about me in terms of what was pertinent and relative to me, as everything is pertinent and relative to you, because you are the most important being in your universe, and what many of us have done over time is yes, in the service to others, we have completely neglected ourselves. And that is, there's a fine balance here. You were talking about the unity consciousness, Santo. So I'm going to try to bring this part of it together in the service to self, service to others mindset. You see, when you go too far in the service of others and you don't take care of yourself, and I'm guilty as I'll get out of this one, what you're doing is you're fundamentally hurting the other as well. So we have to bring it into fine balance, and where that balance lies is in the intent. What is your intent? When you are serving others, you are in fact serving yourself anyway. So in this regard, and this is always my karmic fallback position, in that regardless of what happens to me, I am focused on the service to others, because I know that by serving all, I am in fact serving myself to a greater degree. And when we all get into that mindset, this is my personal feeling on it, when we all get into the mindset of taking care of each other outside of ourselves, we're going to find ourselves better taken care of than we ever could or would in our own existence, trying to just survive by ourselves. And this is, for me, what unity consciousness is.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we're going to save our George Bush brothers, we're going to do it with there's only one mechanism, there's only one way to save anyone, and that is with love. Because, you see, think about these criminals. They've been getting away with it for so long. Now they're exposed, and what does exposure bring with it? Punishment. So they know that their butts are going to be kicked severely, because, some people would love to do that. But we've got to refrain from, that kind of thinking, because then it will keep them from being saved by our love, because we're not showing love. You see, it's a catch-22. So not only do we need to be improving who we are, and I mean, I know we're improving. I know I'm improving. My goodness, you just think about the things you were doing just a year ago or 2 years ago. If you look back and be honest and do an honest appraisal, you'll find that you're practicing some things that you would never even think about practicing today. And so light's being shed on us too, our consciousness. We are awakening to things. For instance, I would never have contemplated probably things like urine therapy 10 years ago. You know, I probably wouldn't have been able to be fit enough consciously to grasp such a thing can be so beneficial, you see, because the logic world teaches you that it's not. They've already trained us, you know. They've already diverted our attention from every single thing that is good to us. Everything. Remember the fear campaign about the sun? Oh, the sun's rays. You know, you need protection sunscreen. Well, as it turns out, if you do your studies, you'll find that skin cancer increased when the use of sunscreens started and increased. They went par, you know, on a par. They were on a par. The increase. So, you know, why? And you see these people getting around with these sunglasses, even at night they wear these sunglasses, you know, to protect their eyes from light. You know, so the left brain has already been educated not to receive all the beautiful things that can help us and save us, save humanity as a race. We should always be speaking in the present too, you know, because we are saving ourselves, we are saving this planet, and we are saving our brothers.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better. And that's the thing is, I've been pretty adamant about it for the last while. Yeah, we can refer to those aspects of ourself that are the buffoon nature. And again, it's not judgment when you know that's part of the one creation that needs, that's part of us that needs to be fixed. That's our mirror. What we have to do is be leading the consciousness. The higher frequency resonation is where we're coming to, and what by default, as a natural result of natural law, the dominant frequency in any situation will always bring up the other frequencies to match it. They will all come into tune with the same orchestra. So it's critically important that we all remember that, so that there isn't the catch 22. And isn't it funny that that number is there? 22 divided by 7 is pi, yeah? The pi ratio. And of course, 22 is stuck right between the phi and the spirit. The golden mean, phi, which is the 21st letter of the Greek alphabet, and the 23rd is psi, where you get Psalms, 23rd Psalm. So right between the phi of the golden mean of creation and the spirit, we have our catch 22. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, wow. Where was phi positioned again, Kate, please? Where is phi positioned?
Phi positioned.
It's 21st letter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
And the 23rd letter is psi for spirit. Psi key, so that's the spirit key.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is one of the joys, and this is what happened to me over the summer. I had a matrix download for 3 days of the green language, where it was unbelievable. And look at that, Adam. Well done, Marty Leeds has the same birthday as him. Well, maybe you need to get a hold of Marty Leeds there, Adam, and have a little chat. We're gonna get Marty back on the show for sure, because that was a lot of fun talking with him. I love talking to people that get the green language. I approach it from a slightly less mathematical perspective. I guess that's a musician in me. But once you can really start to see a word. Now, here's an example. You know, here we are all on the show together, and Miranda and me and myself and Tony and Santo are in. We have our own little Skype group that we converse in, you know, letting each other know we have to go tinkle or whatever. But a beautiful comment. This is where Cindy said, "You realize, you realize." And of course, Miranda comes in with realize, realize, real lies. So there, you either have to realize to see things, or you are suffering from the real lies and you can't see anything. And as I've been saying for a while, every word, all words have their equal and opposite meaning. Every single one of them means it's equal and opposite. And this was the trickery that the magistrates have been using for so long, because people didn't know what they were saying, and this is how they were staying in complete honor, because those that would go into a court and would talk and didn't understand the green language as they do, they can take out of it whatever it is they want to take out of it, because they're the ones that understood the true meaning, the green language. And once you start to catch on to this and start to see what every letter means, what every word broken down, rearranged, lexigrams, anagrams, you name it, it gets real clear real quick. So that's when you start having the real eyes to see through their real lies. And they're caught. They're caught with their pants down, as Sancho was saying. And as we were talking about this morning with the synchronicity.com website having been taken down and back up now, as frustrating as that is for people, I mean, it's easier for me to say, because I wasn't really, I'm there on the site, but I wasn't part of building it. What a majestic job these guys have done. But when I see stuff like that, all that tells me is, well, we must be doing something right, because they wouldn't be attacking us otherwise.
Absolutely.
And of course,
it's a real compliment.
Totally it is. I look at it and go, yeah, it means we're shaking the world out. And, of course, we have Simon Parks, who is going to be joining us on Synchronicity, and Richard Cummers. As far as I know, Tony, have you talked to Richard about that yet?
Yeah, Richard's up for it. There's no problem there.
Okay, so what we're doing is there's Tony, myself, Santo, Simon, and Richard, and, of course, Cindy and Miranda, and the whole team is involved in synchronicity.com, and I have to say a great big thank you to Paul and the whole crew there, given Cynthia, who's been absolutely steadfast in getting what I'm doing out there. If it wasn't for her, most of you wouldn't know half the stuff or see half the stuff, because she's been very diligent in posting things to the loveovermind.wordpress.com site that I've had for the last year and a bit. So there's a lot of people putting a lot of effort in, and it's no wonder that the system got a bit scared and did a minor attack against us again. So it's like, yeah, it means we're doing something right. So thank you for the acknowledgement. And isn't it funny? It comes hot on the heels of us talking about the fake alien invasion, which I will definitely be covering over the next few shows, just to let people know what to expect. And get your popcorn. And Rory's already put butter on the poster, so I have the butter for it. It's going to be quite a show, or not. either way, I mean, it's going to be great. The silver screen, the chemtrails, the aluminum oxide makes for a perfect operation Bluebeam, or Project Bluebeam show in the sky of an alien invasion. But I do want to say this, and then I'm going to shut up for a bit. Seriously, guys, if you saw Independence Day, how outrageously stupid was that whole concept that a bunch of ragtag, humans in, they might as well have been fighting, using slingshots against an army with Gatling guns, okay? No, I got to tell you, if there was an alien invasion, a true one, we'd already be done. Because I got to tell you, if you can travel across space, interstellar, and what have you, you might have a few pieces of technology that are better than the best guns that man can build. I know we've got some tools, alien weapons and whatever, that have been located and found and whatever, but again, that's still the slingshot in terms of what is potentially there. And I don't fancy man's chances in any form of an alien invasion. So one, alien invasion, fake, sure. Two, man wins, don't think so, must be a setup. Oh, that's right, they want to make sure that everyone joins their new world order instead of our. This is our new world order. We're the ones building it. So I'm going to pick our side.
Yeah, so totally. And this is what I keep coming to. I mean, if the fact of the matter is, we've got all these technologies, anti-grav, free energy, and all the rest of it. It always comes back to the same thing. When we got off that, when the powers that be, let's call them for now, got off this planet, they've been making deals with all sorts of other races and have their hands on technology that's way beyond anything we can imagine. So we got to be prepared for that, because, it's man enslaving man. It's man going to war with man. It's man dividing man against everybody else with the same religions, the same, it's the same crap all over again. Good cop, bad cop. You know, we've got to be aware of this, and we've got to be aware of it up front so that we know when it arrives, that's what it is.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Yeah, there's another thing, too, that I do want to bring up. We've been tracking a lot of the information through cartoons and movies, and it's like that, you know, in Men in Black, when they went and grabbed the local National Enquirer and all the other, you know, world news rag, and what did was it Kay have to say? Well, yeah, I mean, this is where we find all our truth. So again, I've been saying this for a long time. You want to find the most truth? Look, where are they going to hide it? The place with the most fantasy: movies, cartoons, music videos, advertisements. Oh my God, it's everywhere. When you can start spotting the white rabbits on your own, you're going to get blinded with rabbit poop. I got to tell you, it is just mind blowing once you finally awaken to it. Anybody?
Somebody else. Come on, buddy. I'm trying to let everybody have a go here because I can talk if you want me to.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, just on movies. In fact, it's a shame because Cindy has been the end of it. But they we shared. In our separate ends of the world, watching a film together, which was The Lady in the Water by M. Night Shyamalan, The Unbreakable, etc., Sixth Sense. And it's absolutely beautiful, and there's so many messages in there, the healer, the interpreter, about keys. It's absolutely fascinating, and if you want to have a really lovely new year, I totally support watching that film. The other one is Upside Down.
Yes, that movie was excellent. I thought I was talking a minute ago, but something was wrong with the mic. It's amazing what jumps out at you when you're awake and you can see through the lines in the script. You can pick out the symbols and certain things throughout the movie that stand out, and they're there for a reason. And I truly believe every single movie that is out has some type of puzzle piece or key to it. And this particular movie, The Lady in the Water, oh my goodness, I really recommend anybody, if you have not seen this movie, The Lady in the Water, please do. It's amazing.
What
and
sort
very
of stuff
exciting,
is...
the movie. That...
What sort of stuff?
Yeah.
This movie is explaining how there was a time when the people of the land and the people of the water were commingled together. And it goes on to say how over time, and quit listening, and they were separated. And there were certain people from the water, sea nymphs, that were chosen to come onto the land and find key people to, I'm guessing, turn them on or ignite them, awaken them, and into doing what they were sent to that realm to do. And so this story is about a man who is running a apartment complex, and just so happens that the people who inhabit this apartment complex just found their way there for some reason, and each one of these people in the apartment complex has their own role to play in this story. And there's a swimming pool, and they can't figure out who's swimming in the swimming pool at night. Everybody can hear, but eventually the manager of the property finds out, you know, he's outside walking around, and he sees her, and he thinks she's drowning, and he jumps in, and he ends up bumping his head, and she saves him. So I'm not going to tell the story, but the story is about how she's trying to get home, and it turns out that she's a very special sea nymph. So that's all I'll say. But there was one line in this story that, and I haven't even finished it. I'm about 20 minutes from the end. that she said a line. It wasn't her that said a line, but one of the characters in the story said a line from the original myth or fairy tale or bedtime story that this sea nymph came from. She says, that is the moral of a bedtime story. No one is ever told who they really are.
Yes, absolutely. It's beyond beautiful, and the names of the characters are unbelievable. There's the healer and the water spirit, who is a Narf. Is that her name is actually Story, and this is Belle. There's a Mr. Leaf, which I thought was quite interesting, but there are people in it called the Guardian, Guild, and the man who is the one that needs to be awakened is called, of course, the Vessel. And when you look at the numbers of the apartments that I live in, it's very fascinating. There's a 13A and a 13B, as I would say, 13 from above and the 13 from below, because there's always got to be a balance. I mean, it's absolutely glorious. Please, please watch it.
Yeah, I have that movie. Well, it's in a collection storage somewhere, who knows. But yeah, I found it to be an extremely powerful movie. When I first saw it again, that was like 3 or 4 years ago when it came out, I got it. And I can only imagine what I'll see in it now.
And I think that's something to be very aware of. Any film that has ever resonated with you in the past, go back and rewatch it, because it has new messages for you. I think because we're all progressing, it's like they're almost living entities now, because it's moving forward always. And there comes a time when you're ready to hear the next clues. And it is all the little gingerbread trails down that yellow brick road. Click, click, click.
Yeah, and again, I just want to remind people, the yellow brick road that you're walking, yellow is the color of fear, and it is the lower chakra area. It's just below the heart, of course, which is green. And in order to get to the Emerald City, you have to rise above the anger, the reds, and then you move through the yellow of fear. And that's the whole purpose of walking the yellow brick road. What Dorothy was doing was confronting all her fears along that unknown road that she was walking, but she knew that if she followed that road, those things that scared her the most, if she was confronting them, it would eventually lead her to the Emerald City, and it did. And that's the yellow brick road we all have to walk. Yellow is the color of fear. You've seen the Green Lantern, the same concept, and it's the same, you know, the Green Lantern. Your Green Lantern is your Anu, your heart. That is your twin vortices that is making the ability for your blood to implode, to move through your body. That's why the blood is the ether. Your blood implodes. It's not pumped through your body, guys. It is a factual impossibility that your heart does not have the ability to pump or pull blood through veins throughout your body. What it does is it creates the vortex to allow the blood to implode, and that's what happens. If you want to check it out for yourself, go ahead, and you'll see just how delicate the heart is. And all it is it's pumping in time, and the magic number is 72 beats per minute. Imagine that. There's that 72 again, right? Everything you thought you've learned about medical and all the rest of it, lose it. It's all garbage, guys. Just throw it out. Reboot. Get your new canvas and start feeling your way through this. Start walking along your yellow brick road. If you find something that scares you, that's exactly what you need to push through, because that's the only thing that's ever going to hold you back. And I got to tell you, I pushed through a lot of terror in my life. And that's, you know, people wonder why I know what I know. It's because that's all I've done. The only difference between me and most people is I've been wrong more than you. That's all. I've had to confront more fear. That's all. I've just rode roller coasters that scared the shit out of me more than you have. May I suggest getting in line and jumping on a roller coaster once in a while and dare to see how powerful you really are. You're beautiful.
Yeah, we are. We are exquisitely beautiful. And how do we know that? Well, just look at how much money and how much time the controllers spend to control us, to keep us in a condition in which they can harvest our energy forever. Taxes, working, 9-to-5s, they've got all that. That's their business. That's their plantation. That's Maggie's farm. You know, they've created this farm and they need sheeple to operate it, their factories and everything like that. And so, and if we wake up, we ascend and they lose their farm. So they've got a lot of money riding on this game, you see. And that shows how beautiful we really are, because we can ascend into something so great as a race, so great and magical that we will have all of our dreams that we've ever nurtured in our hearts come true. They will actually come true. We will be able to go to the next town and meet the people there friendly and know that they will take you in and feed you and love you until such time as you leave them and go to another community. And everywhere you go on this planet, you can go to any town and place in China, Japan, you can go to Afghanistan, you can go anywhere, and there's peaceful, loving brotherhood of humanity everywhere you go, playing music, learning the true sciences, teaching the arts of astrology once again like we used to when we were free, and all of these sciences that have been poo-pooed now because ignoramuses that know nothing about them are the first ones to stand up and poo-poo them. Funny about that. We can have that. And if we don't reach out and grab that now, well, it's a pure case of sabotage. Have you ever sabotaged your own success? I know I have. I'll put my hand up for that one. I have sabotaged my own success many, many times. Many times. Have you ever been in a situation where you've wanted something so bad, but then some other desire comes in and sabotages it and destroys it for you? Well, I'm sure all the listeners, you know what I'm talking about. And so if we don't grab this now, this occasion now, it's pure sabotage, because otherwise it's so close. It's at our fingertips, you know. We can bring the balance back. It's up to us to bring the balance back. And how we do that is to break the fictions. Now, I broke one of the big ones at the start of the show, at the start of the today's show, didn't I? And Kate busted another one. Now, the one I busted is the fact that the name of God is in the zodiac, undeniably. And it's been there. This has been the biggest advertising billboard in history, and it's been there for gazillions of years. You look at the four fixed signs of the zodiac, the bull, and now starting with Scorpio. Scorpio, Aquarius, Taurus, and Leo. So the eagle, in Bible theology and in all theology, it's the eagle, the man, the bull, and the lion. And when you look at the stylized, conventionalized symbols of these signs, you will always see a J or an S for Scorpio. I mean, you can just look up tonight, look up, behold Scorpio, and there you will see it is in the shape of a J. Unmistakably, it's the J in the sky. Or it looks like an S. It also looks like an S for Isis or for Shiva. And the ancients knew that Scorpio was the first of the fixed signs. It was the first one because it corresponded to the fall, the autumnal equinox, Tishri, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Ramadan, and all of these Rama festivities that occur around Scorpio time, September, October, or October, November. And this is where Tishri, the first month of the Jewish year, basically is around that Scorpio area. And Scorpio has the glyph of an M for Mary. And along with Virgo, they both have the M glyph, which is Mary, Isis. Because the Egyptians used to place Virgo and Scorpio all as Isis, right through Libra. So the three signs, that was all Isis. That was the S of Scorpio. And there it is. There is the is in the word Israel, and it's also the J in the Tetragrammaton, J-H-V-H. And opposite the J,
and opposite the J
is Taurus, which is clearly a V. And there you have the name of God, and on the billboard of all billboards, advertising faithfully through all of the ages. It's been there in the age of Pisces. It will be there in the age of Aquarius. It has been there in the age of Aries and Taurus before that, and Gemini before that. It's always been in the skies. It's the true gospel. So when you bust big ones like that, and you then cause people to open their eyes and see the name of God emblazoned in the stars, then you begin to realize that we are stardust, and we are part of that. That's what we are. Man, know thyself, and you will know the gods of the universe. And man is the measure of the universe. These are expressions that have come down from ages and ages and ages. We have amnesia on this planet. We have forgotten our true science. The true science is syncretism. It's a one cohesive theological system based on the stars. And that's proof of it. Shiva is emblazoned in the skies, the four fixed signs of the zodiac. Jehovah is there. Israel is there. Isis is Scorpio. Ra is a combination of Orion and Taurus. Orion is in the shape of a Ra, of an R, the letter R, which is Resh, the head. And the V in the Hyades of Taurus also looks like a stylized A, upside down. And there you have Ra, and next to Ra, next to Taurus, is Perseus in the sign of Aries, and it makes the shape of an H, clearly. And next to Perseus, all in a row, all in a line, is Cassiopeia. And Cassiopeia is in the style of an M. You can spot her in the northern skies any time you wish. There is the M. And if you line them up from Orion to Cassiopeia, you have the name Rahm, R-A-H-M, perfectly in a row. You don't have to move them out of shape. You don't have to take them, distort them. There they are, and there they are in the sign of Taurus and Aries, which are the two signs that correspond to the human head. Aries is the cerebrum, and Taurus is the cerebellum, the bull, the cerebellum. And there it is emblazoned in the sky, right where right ascension of Meridian begins every year in Aries. First degrees of Aries is where right ascension of Meridian, Ram, occurs every year. And there it is in the sky. R-A-M.
Santo?
Yeah.
I hate to jump in here. I have Muggsy has just called in, and yep. I'm going to be joining her and Eva Moore later. And you guys are all invited. I want everyone to continue this message on. I just wanted to bring, we got like 10 minutes here. I just wanted to bring Muggsy on because she's got a show that's starting up in 10 minutes. So just for a couple of minutes to do a little promo and let us know what's going on. Muggsy, are you there?
Hi, you guys. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to have you on. Pleasure to have you.
Hi, Muggsy.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that, and Santos, I love your work. You're so over my head, but you really open my consciousness into avenues that I didn't even know were available, and I really appreciate all that you teach. Thanks so much. It's wonderful.
Well, sister, please continue to watch the presentations because you will find that eventually you will piece together all the pieces, and it won't go over the top of your head. It will really, really be yours, because it is yours. We are remembering this. And all I'm doing is pointing. See, none of this is my doing. Like, you can't make this stuff up. I'm just pointing to where all of these things are, and I'm pointing to them out of books, so I reference everything. You know, I do my graphs to show how it's all interrelates, and it's all scientific, and it's all provable, and it's all knowledge that we can know and that is known. So I continue to do that. I encourage you to do that, sister.
Thank you. I wanted to let everybody know that I put up my 2013 predictions, and they're not all doom and gloom like other people are seeing. I think that we have a very optimistic future. And tonight on my show, which starts after this one ends, what we're going to do is I want people to call in and ask me questions about our 2013 timeline, because I believe that we've changed and our future is going to be a lot different than what people are expecting. So if you can call into my show and help me out, that would be great. So I just wanted to offer that to your audience and say thanks. I love you guys. You're awesome. Except for Kate and Eva. You guys are she's, so there.
I love you. I will join you after the show, just to let you know. Where can people tune in?
Okay, I'm right here on Blog Talk, and my number to call in is 646-649-0866.
Okay, and the show is called, because we have a lot of listeners that tune in through the Blog Talk on their computers and use Skype.
Yeah, they can call in, and I really want people to push me to see that timeline, because unless people ask me questions, I just don't go there. So I'm just going to be like the viewer, but I need people to help me prompt to see what is coming up, and so it should be a really fun and interesting show.
Exactly. What's the Blog Talk radio title? So people can search it. I'll grab the link from you and get it out through Facebook stat. So if you can give me that link, I'll be all over that like white on rice, baby.
You're the best. It's Dr. Sam Muggsy 2013 predictions. So I'll send you the link right now. But you guys have a great show. And Kate, I'll look for you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Yep, I'll be on with you, hon. So go do your thing and give me the link, and I'll get it worldwide in about 5 minutes.
Thanks. You're the best. Bye, you guys. Thanks, Santos.
Yeah. Santos.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
We got about 7 minutes left, guys. So I've pretty much said it. I'm going to be on the air for the next 3 hours. So you need to hear more from me, then you're going to get your ears filled tonight. I'm going right to midnight.
Yeah.
Everyone goes quiet. Now, I will say that I've already mentioned to Eva, all you guys, I want the whole crew to come across, and I'm actually surprised Peter hasn't showed up tonight. All are welcome here. That's the point, you know, so... Don't wait for me to invite you. I am the worst. I assume everyone's going to show up. So, fault me for that. I expect everyone to show up. I don't turn anyone away.
Nope, you don't do that at all, Kate. that's one things I love about you.
I love about you.
No, everyone's welcome at my table. So we got 6 minutes. Tony, Miranda, Cindy, Sato, you know, throw in your 2 cents because I'm pretty much done. Thank you for all for listening to Cosmic Blueprints of Outside the Box Synchronicities. It's beautiful. You guys rock. Thank you for making my world so beautiful.
Heck of a night.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I'd just like to say I can't wait. Well, I'm already here because I'm in the UK, but we are here on an amazing journey. And just to remember, we are scripting, we are writing our presentation. So just remember that, guys. So let's write well, let's write beautifully, and create the world that we want. And it's there to be done. You are all powerful. You are who you have been waiting for. And I can't say more. Either get on distilled water or drink your own urine, and your third eye will wake up so damn fast you won't know what's hit you, and you really will be on a ride.
And Miranda, you you're going to share your wisdom on one of my shows in the near future about astrology and in particular Linda Goodman's insights from her wonderful book Star Signs. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and one of my a couple of my favorite subjects are in this book. I mean, astrology number one, numerology number two, lexigrams number three. I mean, this book is full of gems, and we're going to be sharing that with
The beauty that she was one of the first people that talked about the English language being a living language, and it is the language that has always been spoken forever since the time immemorial. It is the language English.
Absolutely.
It is sacred language. And before the Tower of Babel fell and we started to babble, we used to sing. And this is something that we've missed. We need to be omming and vibrating and resonating and buzzing. Woohoo! Here we go.
Woohoo! That's right. Miranda, thank you so much for sharing what you shared with me the other night, because it was just absolutely fascinating. I laid back and just turned my palms up and opened up my entire being to receive everything that you were sending to me. That has to be one of the most fascinating books I have ever had read to me. It was wonderful. Thank you so much. And Santo,
my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Santo, your comment, I'm loving this new slogan, the best billboard in the sky. The information that you're coming across with the name of God and Shiva and, oh man, and Ram, it's amazing, and I think it's just absolutely fantastic. I can see T-shirts with this on it. You know, people need to know this. So
yeah, absolutely, it is absolutely ecstatic. How many millions of Indians have praised Shiva, 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 and there it is up in the sky. How many Hindus tell you that? How many do you see that know this? That even go, hey, just all you got to do is look up at night and there is Shiva's name. The S is in Scorpio. Directly opposite is the V, the Hyades in Taurus. And then Leo and Aquarius are in the shape of H's or L's. Remember this. I've only got a few minutes, I know, but remember that H and L...
Go ahead. We got 2 minutes. I just want to let people know I have the link. I'm passing it around on Facebook and what have you. I'm going to be heading there right after this show.
Yeah, look up the glyph for the planet Saturn, and you will find that it is either an H or an L. And this is why it'll be the H in Jehovah, or it will be the L in Israel. That's the Aquarius-Leo axis, ruled by the Sun and Saturn. So there you go. It's an H. That axis is ruled by the H or the L, and the Taurus-Scorpio axis is the Isis-Ra axis. That's where Isis is. Isis has always been between Virgo and Scorpio. Ra has always been at the Ram and Taurus-Orion, and the L is with the L lion, Leo, L. And just another reminder, folks, please have a look at that that video that I spoke about, that 10.5-minute video called Christianity is an Egyptian Myth. Pass it to everybody on the planet that you know. We need to wake people up. The true religion is the true theology, syncretism. It unites. It does not divide. No one out there, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't own Jehovah. No, they don't. They don't own the truth. They don't own Christianity or Jesus. It's for everybody's. This is everybody's science.
It belongs to all. Santo, Cindy, Tony, Miranda, are you guys going to jump in on this Dr. Muggsy? Because I'm going there next. I just want to let people know that I'm going to be there and hoping that you guys are going to join in. I'll make sure you have the link. And there isn't a show after that. It was a bit of a flub, but so we're on with Muggsy for the next hour or whatever she wants to run.
Great,
okay?
Great.
Just like,
yeah, wonderful. Yes, I'm fixing to go share it everywhere, and I will see you there.
Okay, and yeah, we're pretty much at a clock here. Yep, 10 seconds. So much love to all. Happy New Year, and we'll catch you on the Dr. Muggsy show as we listen to the predictions. So we'll see you there.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you guys.
New era.
Signing off, and we'll catch you in the next few minutes over on the other show. If I can actually get to my window here, we're recording. Anyway, love you guys. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.